Hello, and welcome back to Rage Talk, episode number 7. I am really surprised we have made it to 7 episodes. Just for the simple fact that all 7 episodes have been only me. So, hopefully that will change one day. I have a few friends that are, very slowly, ever so slowly, getting on the bandwagon of starting a podcast. Like, I'm going to start fresh. I would like to trash this podcast and start a new one. I know it sounds ridiculous, but, everyone has their own ways of thinking. Everyone has their own opinions. And quite frankly, that's the way that I want to go. I want to somehow get them to where they're more open about themselves, the things that they like. I mean, they're pretty sheltered. That's what I'll say, is, yeah, they're outgoing people and I love them to death, but at the same time, some of the things that I like, they see it being a little bit like the, I want to say like the ugly duckling. Like, out of my little friend group that I'm in, I'm the one that's probably the loudest. I have social media, I have YouTube, I have Twitch, I do live streams. They just watch and play. They don't do. And that's not a problem. I'm not gonna try to force anybody to, do something that they're not comfortable with. But as a friend, I will try to push you to try. At least try it and see if you strongly dislike it. But if it's pushed on someone too hard, it gets to the point to where if you try to make an authority of it and saying each time you see them, hey, come on the podcast, do this, try it, just do it, try it, try it. They're going to join the podcast with that state of mind of, oh, I have been forced to do this. So in reality, whenever that happens, they're not going to enjoy themselves. And I want them to enjoy themselves. I mean, they're my best friends. I know that our humor and our, like, comedy and stuff, we all link perfectly. And I think it would make for a great podcast. I think a lot of people would enjoy our comedy and our content. I have had multiple posts on my YouTube channel. I won't be plugging it because it's not really a official public YouTube channel. It's basically a fuck around YouTube channel. But I've got a few 2 to 3 hour long videos uploaded where it's just the three of us playing and cutting up and doing some like really stupid shit and saying some really stupid shit. But it was funny, and I had a great time, and I think that if all three of us was having a great time and enjoying it, that if other people were able to listen and watch, they would also have a good time. And that's something that that's really what I want to do. I don't want to be one of these podcasters that are like, oh, well, here's the latest news on this government. Here's the latest news on this person. Here's the latest drama following these people. I just don't want that to become the me, you know? A car just drove by my house and I got a little distracted. Sorry about that. But as I was saying, I want to make people happy. I want to make content that when you watch it, a smile comes up on your face. And you're like, yeah, I've had moments like that. Oh, this is really funny. I'm having a good time. My day has been brightened a little bit. Like I grew up watching YouTubers, very certain YouTubers, Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, PewDiePie. I dabbled in Smosh every now and then, but their content in the beginning was very heartwarming and just, you can tell that it was whole. Don't get me wrong, they're still great people, but you can tell that production and content and that strive is kind of dwindled, and they're mainly doing it now for, yes, they still love the fans, but it's mainly about the money these days. I mean, there's no dancing around that fact. It's mainly about the money, and I wouldn't be about that. I mean, I had an old YouTube channel that had about, I think I topped at about 15,000 to 16,000 subscribers. YouTube messaged me and said, "Hey, would you be interested in starting like a little promotional thing to where you pay us just a little bit and we will put your video out here and gain traction?" Basically, they said, "Hey, pay us and we'll make you popular." And I'm like, that sounds amazing. But I don't have money, and I don't want to do that. I want to do it all on my own. I don't want to be under someone's wing where it's like, "Hey, don't forget, we got you to this point." I wouldn't want it to be that way. I wouldn't be happy. I just want to do it because I'm bored. I honestly think that I live a somewhat humorous life, just in general. I've done comedy live streams before, and they went very well. But, see, I'm losing track of thought right now. I have to figure out something. I probably started a sentence before and didn't finish the topic or anything, but right now I need to pick a topic and I need to stick on it for a minute. So, some cool video game news for this podcast. A game that, oh, okay, me saying that, reminded me, Gex, End of the Gecko, and comparing it to Super Mario, and I didn't compare it to Super Mario. Super Mario is a good game, though. Super Smash Bros., that is a good game. Hell, here we go, let's just talk about some good games. I've got chat open right here, so I can see what you're saying right now. Currently got about 35 people in here, so, and it's been quiet. I guess you guys have just been waiting. So go ahead and give me some of your suggestions, and just tell me what games you liked. What games did you play as a kid? What games do you play currently? And if you do have a favorite game, let me know what it is. Mario Kart? Yes, Mario Kart was. That fits right in the same, like, if you weren't here a minute ago, I was just saying how Gex, Enter the Gecko, had like a Mario feel, and how it fits right in that category of old games I used to play, and they're very nostalgic. Mario, Gex, Spyro, Jack and Dexter. Jack and Dexter was an amazing game. The humor in Jack and Dexter, I loved it. It was spot on for the age period that I was in when I got to play that game. And there's been updates and like remakes of the games and new ones that's been created. Just like Crash Bandicoot just came out with their insane trilogy. I thought that was pretty cool. Well, I guess they didn't just come out with it. It was maybe last year, year before last. Some point in time like that. But anyway, Spyro had revamps that came out. And, Jonesy, God of War, that fits into my library of badass games. Just straight up badassery. All the God of War games, definitely. Ninja Gaiden, I was turned on to that game by a friend of mine, who hopefully one day would be on the podcast. His name's Tiny. We played Ninja Gaiden, and that was a really fun game. It was really brutal, like a lot of blood and gore. And for some reason, I'm not the type of person to just like that kind of stuff. But if it's in a video game, hell yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, when I played GTA 4 for the first time, I ran like an old woman over, and I'm like, awesome! This is just great! Because keep in mind, in my like 15-year-old head, I'm like, holy shit. I can do whatever I want in this game. I can run someone over, I can shoot someone, I can rob a bank, I can steal a car, anything. But and then you see me in person, and you're like, that guy looks boring as hell. And then you have a conversation with me, and it's like, oh, shit, you did that? You did that. Yeah, played Grand Theft Auto and was addicted to it, just murdering a bunch of people. But, I mean, what else is Grand Theft Auto 4? I also like, if I played a game like, I mean, I'm going to talk a lot about Grand Theft Auto 5, because I didn't grow up on playing Grand Theft Auto, but once I did grow up, and I was allowed to play Grand Theft Auto, yeah, I wasn't allowed to play Grand Theft Auto for a long time. But once I did, that's what caused me to go so strong into it, was all those years I was told, no, you're not allowed to play this. So as soon as I was allowed to play something like that, I went apeshit. Like, I was on that stuff every day, all day. And it didn't matter. Like, I would do everything. Like, I would do all the bad things. But, freaking, hold on, I gotta scroll back up. What's that? Mirror's Edge. Oh, man. I remember playing Mirror's Edge. It was, wasn't it like the free running game? Yeah, I know. I just said, I remember playing Mirror's Edge, and then I had to completely just back up and say, oh, wait, what was it again? Don't you just love moments like that? Yeah, but the noise. Sorry about the noise. But yeah, this is the point in the podcast where the chat really makes me derail, because I sit here and I look at chat and I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting here reading chat, but I'm not saying anything. And a lot of people says, hey, you should do recorded podcasts. Like, you should film your podcasts. No. No thanks. You see, the whole thing about me, Prime, is I don't have a face. People take that too seriously. They're like, oh, you have a face, you're a human. Yes, I'm a human. I have a face. But I don't want you to see that face. And it's not because I think I'm ugly or I'm scared to reveal my identity or anything like that. It's the simple fact that when you don't have a face, you also have no boundaries. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm not just going to start popping off the fucking N-word or anything. There's nothing like that. But I can say things that people who are public about everything can't say. Like, and I'm not doing it for the sheer purpose of being offensive or anything. I want to be myself. But I do like the secrecy. It adds kind of like a little mystique to my character. And that's all it is. Prime Rage is nothing but a character. And that's something that a lot of people on Twitter do not understand. I get a lot of messages every single day. I mean, I even talk about some of them. I get messages every single day. Hey, Prime Rage, the fuck is up with your story? Like, what are you? Who are you? Why are you doing what you do? And every single one of them gets the same answer. And the answer is, I'm doing this to put smiles on people's faces and because I fucking want to, okay? I mean, I'm not... The name Prime Rage, it stuck with me because of a lot of, like, backstory that I won't go into because it has a lot of meaning to me. Prime Rage started out as Primal Rage. Primple-o, really. It sounded like pimple. But, a website, a random name generator, gave me Prime of All. And I'm like, ooh, Prime Evil. And then some gears started turning in my head, and it's like, oh, Primal. Okay, we'll do that. And then one day, it just popped out of my mind. I like how I said that. It just popped out of my mind one day. Prime Rage. Prime Rage. And I'm like, that is the name. All my friends, they liked it. So I kept it. There's been slight variations in Prime Rage. Prime Rage 666. That one is dead. Prime Rage is here. That one is also dead. And then now we're on Prime Rage 420. Which I would like to just go to Prime Rage. And the reason why I'm talking about this, if you can't tell, because you can't see, the chat was talking about how did you get your name. And yeah, see, I'm not used to that kind of thing. I'm not used to sitting here with a live chat, talking to people, and then having to tell the podcast listeners what is going on in chat. Because if you listen to this after it's being recorded, you're lost. There is no chat. So, I will definitely be... yes, I will definitely try to work on that. And that is another thing that a lot of people's been asking in chat is, why aren't you reading our names out whenever you answer our questions? It gets to the point to where chat is moving a little fast. I have to go through, and honestly, most of you have, like, really crazy names. Like, alright, the one that I've seen the most. Big Boner Spoon 800. Yes. Big Boner Spoon 800. So it's very understandable. That's just like the old Twitch troll whenever someone's streaming on Twitch, and I've had this happen to me many of times. Someone will donate like $5, $10, and their name will be like Mike Hunt. And I'm like, oh, hey, thanks, Mike Hunt. And everybody's in chat like, oh, F, 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 F. O-W-O, oh. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I just said Mike Hunt. yes. Actually, my favorite wrestling game, see, I'm not much of a WrestleTalk person. my favorite wrestling game or wrestling game, because, you know, I'm from the South, has to be, yes, I know I say a lot. It's just a thing. Yes, it's just a thing. But, see? Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened there. Audio just kind of went flatline for a second. What I was saying is my favorite wrestling game of all time has to be WWE 2007, SmackDown vs. Raw. That game had everybody I loved. Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Boogeyman, Sheamus, not Sheamus, fuck, who's the other Irish dude? Finland, there we go, Finland, he be my favorite, because he had a shillelagh. But he also had a small man that followed him around, Hornswoggle. He was fucking crazy. Yes, Rey Mysterio, he was probably my favorite. He was the one that I always watched. Like, if my cousin called me, I was like, hey, Rey Mysterio is going to be on SmackDown tonight. And I'm like, Mom, can you take me two cities away so I can go watch WWE? She's like, well, why can't you watch it here? They have a big TV. Just because they had a big TV. I was a very picky kid when it came to that kind of stuff. But the most memorable WWE moment that I can remember, like, is it, do you mean it happened in my time to where I was watching it and I remember it, or like I seen it and I remember it the most? Okay, something that I witnessed. Okay, I remember when, I honestly can't remember if it was a, like, winner loses his job, or if it's like an I quit match. I think there was like two different types. I think there was two different kinds of match that ended in you losing your job and your ties with WWE Network, so to speak. So many people get so mad whenever I say, like, wrestling is fake. It is, but it is so real. You can get so fucked up, like, if, like, the slightest little miscalculation, you can get seriously injured. There's been fighters that's actually died. I mean, yeah, you guys know. But I'm not a basher of fighting. I like the UFC. I like UFC. That's what I honestly, I think I watched UFC just a little bit more than WWE growing up. Just because growing up, we didn't have, like, a lot of money. So our cable, yeah, it was DirecTV. But for some reason, we just didn't have the packages. Like, you could get certain packages, but we just couldn't afford the packages that had, like, the WWE Network or things of that nature. So, I didn't really get to watch it all the time. But when I did, I really loved it. But UFC, we got that on, like, normal channels, which I didn't understand. You didn't have to pay extra money to see, like, real people beat the fuck out of each other. And, yeah, I always thought it was pretty fucking crazy. But, yeah, like I was saying, Jonesy, you asked, if, Rey Mysterio. No, you didn't ask if Rey Mysterio. No, that was the other person. I don't know. To finish what I was saying was, the biggest thing that I remember happening and me actually watching it was, I remember when Shawn Michaels, see how I did that there? I got derailed And then I came back. But I remember when Shawn Michaels lost an I Quit match, and he, like, actually quit for a long time before I... Okay, I was about to say, before he came back, I don't know if he ever came back, because I stopped watching around... I stopped watching somewhere between 2007 and 2012. That's when I stopped watching all forms of wrestling. And it sucks, because I loved it so much. There was just a feeling that I got when I watched wrestling that reminded me of family, holidays, and stuff like that. Just because we were very strong in watching WWE and stuff like that. It was great. But then money situations and life itself complicated things to the point to where we didn't have time to enjoy most of the things that we used to enjoy. Still to this day, like, the house that I live in currently doesn't have internet. Doesn't have a cell phone signal. Doesn't have cable or neighbors. So that's why I come to what I like to jokingly call my undisclosed location that has Wi-Fi, and I record my podcasts and have a good time. But yeah, Shawn Michaels, whenever he quit, I was already to the point in my age range where I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty big. Like, people's going to be talking about this in the future. And yeah, no one ever does. But it was just one of those things that stood out in my mind where it was like, oh, this might be big. This might be like big news. But as a kid, I was like, oh yeah, he quit. He'll be back tomorrow. But no, sadly, it didn't work out that way. But Jonesy, that was a really good question. Thank you for that one. Everybody else is just kind of farting about in chat. We touched too much on the Area 51 raid last episode. I have heard... I will top that subject and end that subject by saying this. I have heard from multiple sources that Elon Musk jokingly said that he would supply the people that showed up for the Area 51 raid with flamethrowers. And I'm like, no, he won't. He's definitely not going to do that. And then someone sends me a link to his merchandise shop, and there's literally a flamethrower. I mean, it's not, you can't buy it anymore. It's completely sold out. But for $500, you could buy not a flamethrower. And the thing really isn't a flamethrower. As far as I know, from what I've read, it's a roofing torch with a like a cover on it. So it's basically like you can go out and buy a roofing torch, and then buy a like a Nerf gun, stick a roofing torch inside a Nerf gun, and boom, you got yourself a Musk brand flamethrower. Yeah, that's another thing. Oh, wow. I just read your name. I will, you know what? I'm going to start reading out names. I think it would be fun, honestly. No, you didn't change my mind. It's just, I can't just say, oh, I like your name, and then not say anything. Her name is RageLover420. I like that. But anyway, her question was, would I go to the Area 51 raid? And, you know, I've been thinking really hard. Like, honestly, I have been thinking so hard about this question as to if I would actually go to the Area 51 raid. And my hands-down serious answer, it's probably going to, like, really shock a bunch of people. And my answer is, abso-fucking-lutely not. How do you think? So much build-up for just absolute slap in your face. But how can you really think, like, people would show up? I know some people's going to show up. Like I said in a previous podcast, there will be people that show up. Now, how many? I have no fucking clue. There's a lot of stupid people out here in the world. I mean, think about it. Area 51, that is a very secretive, like, military testing facility. It's the U.S. military's property. They do things there to help secure America. They're not doing... I'm one of the people that, honestly, I preach that the American government is toxic, very bad. But our military, there are still some links in our military that are truly for the safety of the country. And that's what's happening at Area 51. Helping the betterment of our country. So you're going to have a bunch of people show up and try to stop them from doing that? Do I think, Jonesy asked another question, do I think that they have alien life contained and captured in Area 51? I think there would probably be 100 better places that they could do that kind of work. And to answer your other question was, do I believe in aliens? I believe that there possibly could be aliens out there, yes. I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in aliens. I mean, literally, right now I am looking at a poster that says, I want to believe. It's an X-Files poster. I have that in my office, actually. Just to further the point of what I was talking about, Area 51 and safety of the country, what I think happens in Area 51 is weaponry development, weaponry testing, possibly some kind of training. I mean, if you have weapons and stuff, you have to have training too, I believe. Well, I would think. Goon Squad had a very good question. I need to go back up here and see. Yes. Right here it is. Have I heard about the celebrities that are supposed to be going to Area 51? I like how I said I've talked too much about Area 51. But I'm talking about it right now. I have heard and I have seen some, like, tweets, but I am pretty sure, like, I want to say that 100% they are all memes. I have heard of Betty White, Keanu Reeves, The Rock, Chuck Norris, basically just some of Hollywood's most badass people saying, yeah, I'll be there. Do I think it's true? And, like, do I think that anybody will show up? I think that some people will see, like, these meme tweets from celebrities, and they also be celebrities, and go, hey, even if that one's a joke picture, I'm going to make a real one, and I'm going to be that one that shows up. And then all of a sudden, you're hearing on the news, Will Smith was shot and killed at Area 51 for saying, ah, that's hot, at a security camera. And I'm like, Will Smith is dead? Where was he? What happened? He went to Area 51. No, love of God. You fucking serious? So, yeah. I think that answered your question. I think that there's going to be a few celebrities to pop up, yes. We're nearing the... Oh, we're... Are we really? My phone locked down. I can't see. Yeah, we just hit the 35-minute mark. I guess this is the sad part of the podcast where I have to say goodbye. Because I don't like going any further than like 30, 35 minutes. Especially when it's only me. I mean, all my podcasts have been 35 minutes. I'll give you guys an extra minute today of rambling. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end it all. I'll see you guys later. That sounded very dark. Goonie, you were right. I'm going to go end it all. But I'm ending the podcast. Fuck you, Goonie. Goon Squad. Fuck. Anyway, I'll get out of you guys' hair. I will probably try to have another podcast up before the end of the week. But other than that, yeah, it's been great sitting here talking to you guys. I guess have a good night, guys. Just chill out. Find you a good YouTube video. Go out town. Do what you want to do. Just be happy. Once again, my name is Prime, and I will talk to you guys later. Peace out.